It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It seems surprising now that the compound real estate was ever criticized as a pretentious intruder into American English, a mere big-sounding vulgar phrase that was simply unjustifiable.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
So how did you come across this one? Real estate, really?
This is going to tell you a little something about what I do for entertainment. This week, I was reading a 19th century grammar book, because sometimes that's what I do for fun. It's a book by Richard Grant White, and it's called Words and Their Uses, Past and Present. I was reading the new and revised edition, which was published in 1876.
Oh, timely.
I know. Now, Richard Grant White was cranky. He was cranky even among his compatriots, I think. And there were a lot of things happening in the language that he didn't like. Real estate was one of the words that he didn't like. He felt that this was an intruder from the province of law that we should not use in everyday life. Now, I thought I would give you a few of these so we could see what he didn't like and see what you think.
Okay.
Now, do you hear anything wrong with this sentence? He left this morning.
No.
Me neither. But Richard Grant White felt that this sentence was ill-used because you were using the verb leave without an object. So he wrote, if you say things like, Jones left this morning, or I shall leave this evening. Left what? Shall leave what? Not the morning or the evening. So he said, you have to leave your house. You have to leave school. You can't just leave. Of course, now we can just leave.
I think he needed more fiber in his diet. What else was he cranky about?
He really didn't like the verb donate.
Really?
He really didn't. And White writes, I need hardly say that this word is utterly abominable. One that any lover of simple, honest English cannot hear with patience and without offense. It has been formed by some presuming and ignorant person from donation.
I don't care what he says. You can still donate your used vehicle to Michigan Radio to support the programs you love.
Yes, you can. And right now, none of us would say there was anything wrong with the verb donate.
Not. Yeah.
Now, do you hear anything wrong with the sentence, the president convened Congress?
I don't.
Yeah, me neither. Richard Grant White said, no, no, no. Convene means to come together. Convoke means to call together. So one can say that the president convokes Congress and then Congress convenes.
You know, he does have a point there. He really does.
He does. But on this one, he's actually being cranky about something that had been happening in the language for hundreds of years, even when he was writing.
Yeah.
He also didn't like the adjective presidential.
Why?
He thought it should be presidential.
Presidential. It sounds like something involving your
teeth. But he said, you know, it's okay if the word ends in C-E to have that final I-A-L, like office official. But if it ends in a T, he wanted presidential.
You think he's rolling over in his grave today?
I think he might be. But the point is that it, I think, gives us perspective on some of the things we're worried about today to say in 100 years, we may look a little cranky and a little outdated.
Just takes coffee. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.